a government colluding with itself to actively work against the people they are supposed to serve, lacks the ability to function at the fundamental reason of its existence. A government is full of greed, therefore with money, and a desire for power which inherently puts forward the desire of more control. To delve into conspiracy theories that matter little to one's own life, say a paganist-like view of the solar eclipse, or a claim that the Earth is flat, is neither helpful nor relevant to issues at hand. They overshadow what truly is dangerous. Conspiracy theories about one's own government, however, say the Central Intelligence Agency being in the crowd of January 6th Capitol riot of 2021 is an interesting notion. Perhaps the abundance of evidence that censorship of political figures on the right, both by means of internet sites disguised as a public forum or within a court of law, brings into play the possibility of government actively working against its people. These types of conspiracy theories, though having the possibility of noting you as crazy, will sometimes contain a sliver of truth, with the worst possibility being the whole story was sitting on your bedside table. Eric Cochran's Sound Investigations, an independent journalistic venture from former sources manager at Project Veritas, was able to enter a conversation with a CIA contracting officer, formerly of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Gavin O'Blenis said the quiet part out loud, quote, "You can put anyone in jail if you know what to do. You set them up. You create the situation to where they have no choice but to act on their impulse, and once they act on that impulse, someone called that entrapment. It's a fine line." The contracting officer also admitted that unspecified rallies can sometimes be a direct cause of a, quote, nudge from the agency in a specific direction. I recommend listening to the Sound Investigation's entire interview as it tells a tale of the government outserving its purpose, moving outside of its intended function. For the glory of the American empire, the rights of the free people cannot stand. The rights of a virtuous man is an unwelcome one as a back alley drug dealer, only serving the people who are addicted to the true foundation of this nation. Alex Jones, the political commentator behind InfoWars, was mentioned by name to have been nudged, more so manipulated, into a specific direction that moved him down the rabbit hole of name disgrace and financial ruin. He no longer is a target of the regime as the job has been completed. Alex Jones is currently looking at his legal options in the American government against the American government that placed him in such a dire situation in the first place. Whatever your opinions may be of the commentator and therefore his ideology is, for lack of better terms, irrelevant. If a government control of one's finances, thoughts, aspirations, among other freedoms is what you seek, look no further than George Orwell's 1984 to satisfy the appetite, as this is not the reason the colonies broke off from the tyrannical British Empire. We live in a time that is built up from presidential executive order after presidential executive order, all for the greatness of those we put into power to protect us, to regulate us, to rule us. What we do next in the domino effect is crucial in this young country's future, in making its permanent residence birthright citizenship or subjugation. Long live the American Empire. I'm Pierce Crawford, and welcome to the Crawford Press. You need to be able to say what you want, how you feel, to express frustrations with the regime. As soon as our elected officials decide the power needs to be delegated out to specific individuals who do their bidding, you know the end of our First Amendment right is near. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the U.S. representative for New York's 14th congressional district, echoes the later principle in an interview on MSNBC.
Federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
Federal regulation in terms of what is allowed on air. This clip is maybe from roughly a year ago, but applies more today on how the government sees us. What has Tucker Carlson done to promote such regulations against him? Incitement to violence? No. It is the fact he can't be their puppet, and he won't. He says what he believes to be true, and interviews who he believes may be silence. Thus, he must be science himself. Again, whatever your personal beliefs are behind the former late-night commentator and now independent journalist is irrelevant, as regulations against one represents what is possible for the many. former United States Navy SEAL officer serving as United States representative for Texas's 2nd Congressional District, Dan Crenshaw, stated Tucker Carlson uses his platform to create false narratives. What is the point? To tear down a man's credibility, dignity, finances, and bring him home to the establishment that will be consumed by the regime soon enough, if it hasn't already. The machine continues to move with the founding document of our nation eventually to be rendered useless and of a time long forgotten, thus making our rights all in more peril. Idaho Governor Brad Little has signed a bill barring required use of transgender students as pronouns, per an article from The Hill. Idaho House Bill 538, which passed along party lines and a wide margin for Republicans of the legislature, prevents kindergarten through 12th grade educators and college professors from knowingly and intentionally addressing a minor by a name or pronoun that does not align with their sex assigned at birth, without written consent from their parents, end quotation. The idea of language is fascinating, as once you control the words in which people use to converse ideas, you can almost certainly control the conversation and therefore the narrative. The phrase sex assigned at birth is a peculiar one, as it had no bearing before what seemed like 5 minutes ago. But how else would you complete the sentence to get to the issue, the initial prompt? Continuing in the article, the bill also shields school staff from adverse employment action for declining to address a student using a name other than the student's legal name, a derivative thereof, or by a preferred pronoun. State employees are similarly not required to use a transgender person's name or pronoun if it does not match their sex assigned at birth, end quotation. Growing up, if someone was to call you by a name that wasn't your own, you would shrug it off at first, but if it persisted, it would just be an annoyance and you'd avoid the person. However, you would learn to accept it, thus not affecting oneself. Allowing something too minor to disrupt one's entire belief of the self is more damaging than anything anyone will ever say to an individual. Thus, to be in the world, you must wear that as armor. If to feel safe, you must control the words of others. You will never be safe, as there will always be a new way to persecute you. The bill in Idaho will go into effect July 1st, 2024. Life and death and what constitutes putting someone to death early has been a controversy in the modern era. A world where we used to publicly hang individuals deemed worthy of it, now we sit in an America of uncertainty in what is considered to rise to the status of ending one's potential future. Depending on the person and the state, abortion may be considered murder. Thus, what constitutes their extermination other than being born? In the case of the death penalty, many Christians will oppose a type of capital punishment, citing Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Perhaps also Isaiah 30:18. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Maybe even Hebrews 9:14, which says, how much more, then, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consequences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. I find the argument of mandation of capital punishment to be more persuasive, however. Genesis 9:6, for instance, whoever sheds the blood of a man, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made man. Or perhaps the laundry list as which it was deemed righteous to put someone to death in Exodus, provided by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. Whichever the case, justice is the Lord's and the Lord's alone. I bring this up in reference to as seen as a conservative Tennessee Senate bill that advances the use of death penalty for child rape with a vote of 24-5. To pass, the bill must go through a similarly heavy conservative elected chamber, then signed by the conservative governor, Bill Lee. Those convicted could be sentenced to death, imprisonment for life without possibility of parole, or imprisonment for life. Period. This isn't without precedent in the direction of the Republican-led states, as Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, enacted a similar bill nearly a year ago, to the current time of this recording. According to an AP News article, Democrats countered that the bill would instill more fear into child rape victims about whether to speak out, knowing that doing so could potentially result in an execution. Others warned that predators could be incentivized to kill their victims in order to avoid a harsher punishment. End quotation. Though an interesting point is brought up, the crime that is seen as irredeemable still stands. What to do must be voted on by the people, even with the ever-growing apart from that statement we may be heading for in this near future. In itself, thank you all for listening on your preferred podcasting platform. And if you haven't already, follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate the support as always, and I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.